why the Turkish Islamic Union is necessary. One of the most important ways in which all the material and spiritual sufferings facing mankind, and particularly the tribulations of the Islamic world, can cease, is the establishment of the Turkish Islamic Union. Because the Turkish Islamic Union is a union of love. It is a union of affection, a union of hearts. The basis of this union is love, altruism, helping others, compassion, tolerance, and understanding. Once the union is established, not just Turkish societies and Muslims, but the entire world will attain enlightenment. Unity will bestow an enormous strength on the Turkish Islamic world. Only genuine faith can engender true friendship and alliance. Muslims love one another with a pure heart and for the good pleasure of Allah. A union built on the strongest foundation known to humanity, the fear and love of Allah, will never shatter unless Allah wills otherwise. The Turkish Islamic Union will bring peace to the world. The Turkish Islamic Union will, first and foremost, resolve the disputes between Muslim countries and bring peace to the Islamic world. It will be a force capable of preventing all initiatives aimed at provoking war and conflict in the world as a whole. With the founding of the Turkish Islamic Union, America, Europe, China, Russia, Israel, and in short, the whole world, will breathe easier. America will no longer have to send troops to lands thousands of kilometers away. Israel will no longer have to live behind walls. The countries of the EU will encounter no economic barriers. Russia will have no more security concerns, and China will have no trouble finding raw materials. With the founding of the Turkish Islamic Union, defense spending will fall. With its $400 billion military budget, the United States of America heads the armament list. Russia follows the USA with $60 billion, and China follows Russia with $42 billion. The Turkish Islamic Union will give rise to a climate of global peace and security, and will also lead to a reduction in military spending, not just in Muslim countries, but on the part of a great many countries in the world. Investment in arms technology and money spent on weapons development will thus be diverted to such spheres as education, medicine, science, and culture. Freedom of ideas and expression are inherent in the Turkish Islamic Union. People holding all kinds of beliefs and views will be able to express their ideas free from pressure and obstruction. These people's rights will be protected by all means, and everyone's ideas will be met with toleration. The Turkish Islamic Union will revitalize trade and strengthen the economy. Union among Muslim countries in the economic, political, and cultural arenas will permit the less developed to make rapid progress, and those countries which already possess the requisite means and infrastructure to use these as auspiciously as possible. Economic growth and investment in science and technology will rise. With economic development will come a natural rise in education levels, and society will make progress on a number of fronts. The Turkish Islamic Union will cause regeneration throughout the Muslim world. Thanks to the Islamic common market to be set up, products from one country will be easily marketed in another without becoming caught up in quotas or national frontiers. Trade zones will grow, all Muslim countries will enjoy an increase in market share, exports will rise, leading to an acceleration of industrialization in Muslim countries, and economic development will lead to technological advances. With the founding of the Turkish Islamic Union, energy resources will be guaranteed. Under the Turkish Islamic Union, peace and stability will prevail in regions with rich underground reserves, and the democratic system will function in a most well-ordered manner there. A model will thus emerge in which these resources are used in the most efficient manner, and neither Islamic countries nor other communities will be disadvantaged. This, in turn, will make stable and balanced political policies possible in those matters of particular importance in maintaining global economic stability, particularly oil production and prices. The Turkish Islamic Union will encourage art and build a magnificent civilization. Peace and security will take hold. Economic problems will be resolved in the Turkish Islamic world, and a massive cultural advancement will take place, for there will be growing budgets for education, science, and culture. Environments free of chaos, destitution, and troubles are places in which new ideas take shape, new products emerge, beneficial inventions are made, and continuing progress is achieved. The Turkish Islamic Union will create such an environment throughout the Islamic world.